Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Mr. Postmaster, did you hear about the schools closing early because of the flu?
Yes, I did, Miss Message, and it's really too bad because people feel so miserable when they have the flu.
I understand they have a touch of it at the North Pole, too.
Do they now? I hope it's not slowing down. I almost said snowing down. I hope it's not slowing down last-minute work.
I don't know. We got another newsletter today.
Oh, we did.
And according to the medical news column, people just don't seem to be taking good care of themselves.
Hmm. Who writes that medical column?
Dr. Deedley. Remember him?
Oh, yes. I remember him. Let's see. He was the one who treated Wigsby the elf, wasn't he, when he was sick a few years ago?
Oh, boy, that was something. Wigsby was at work putting hair on the dolls when he got sick. No one noticed it at first, and then someone saw that all the Barbie dolls were coming out bald-headed.
Well, that's all the clue they needed. As I recall it, Wigsby had come down with a mild euphoria. It was nip and tuck there for a while, Miss Message.
I know, but it was Dr. Deedley to the rescue.
Yay.
Gave Wigsby a little nip and tucked him into bed and got him well in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. Where were we? I think we've wandered far down memory lane, Miss Message. We were talking about Dr. Deedley's medical advice column.
Oh, let's see. Dr. Deedley says you should be sure to dress warmly, eat good wholesome food, get plenty of rest, and drink plenty of water, that sort of thing.
Well, that's good advice. We don't want anybody at the pole, or around here for that matter, being sick at Christmas time.
And I've got some advice too, Mr. Postmaster.
What's that?
If we don't read these letters, we're going to get way behind in our work.
Whoops, you are right. Well, let's get to work. Looky here at this one, Miss Message. This is a sort of a 101 letter. Who's from? All right, this one just came in today, and it's from Mrs. Robinson and Mrs. Blankenbaker's class. This was at the Madison Primary School in the kindergarten. All right. Okay, fine. Well, this says, we are in the kindergarten at Madison Primary School, and we have listed one thing we would like for Christmas. So why don't we do this sort of antiphonally, Miss Message?
Okay. First of all, Michael would like a Snoopy race car set.
And Kenny wants a sleeping bag.
John Robert would like a motorcycle.
Edward wants a race car set.
And Kevin wants a farm set.
Chris wants Frankenstein.
Sean would like Star Wars characters.
Jay wants a motorcycle.
And Teddy wants a motorcycle, too.
Johnny wants cowboy boots.
Aaron would like a bow and arrow.
Eric would like drums. I'm sure the family's going to be delighted with that.
Well, how about George's family when he gets the truck he wants?
Karen wants a record player.
And Angie wants a record player, too.
And Susan wants a real horse.
Dana would like a Barbie dream house.
And who's this one? That's stuck under there. Oh, that's Priscilla. Priscilla wants a dollhouse.
And Trisha wants a Barbie control car.
And Jody wants a record player.
Temple would like Barbies.
And Brooke wants Barbies, too.
Tammy wants a dollhouse.
Crystal wants a doll baby with play makeup. And Trina, what does Trina want there?
A baby cry.
There you are. Everybody in the kindergarten at Madison Primary School in Mrs. Robinson and Mrs. Blankenbaker's class. That's a real nice list. And I've got them all taken care of there, friends. Where do we go from here, Miss Message?
Well, yesterday we had a whole bunch of these pink letters, and we couldn't get them all. And we said we'd save some and read the rest today.
All right.
So we better get started on these. This first one's from Kristen Roebuck, who writes, Dear Santa, please bring me a pony for Christmas. And also, how about bringing me a bike so I can ride with my brother Raymond? I'd sure like a doll that gets a rash someplace so I can learn how to be a good mommy. Please be sure to bring lots of stuff to all the boys and girls who don't have mommies and daddies. Love, your friend, Kristen.
Is there a doll that gets a rash someplace, Miss Message?
I haven't seen it.
Well, people get rashes someplace.
Wigsby will make it.
Wigsby will make it, and Dr. Deedley will treat the rash. Lee has written from the first grade in Gordon Barber, Dear Santa, I have been extra good this year. And I've found all the toys I want. They're in the best book. So, Santa, you can just flip through the best book, and these seem to be number 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. Okay, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anyway, Santa, that's what Lee wants, the whole best book.
Here's another letter from Gordon Barber, first grade. This one's from Chad Shiflett. Dear Santa, I would like to have a robot and a new bike. I've been very good this year. You can bring anything else you want me to have. Thank you, Santa. From Chad Shiflett.
Here's one from Tammy Furman. Tammy signed the name here and did a very nice job of it, too. Tammy's 6 years old. Dear Santa Claus, how are you? I've been very, very good, except for a couple of times. Please give me for Christmas a baggie of bubble gum, a teddy bear, a toy clock, and a baby doll, and a new tape for my Viewmaster. I did want a new hat and mittens, but I found mine. Thank you for all the presents. P.S., says Tammy Furman, P.S., I also need my two front teeth. Love, Tammy.
Susan Strong writes, Dear Santa, I want a doctor's set for Christmas, and please bring one for my sister Karen, too. From Susan Strong.
And look what Susan has done up at the top.
So signed her name in lots of colors.
Multicolors. It's very, very pretty. Well, Brian Williams is also a student at Gordon Barber First Grade. Writes, Dear Santa, will you tell the elves I said hi? I love you and the elves. I would like a Fat Wheels. Is that what that is, Miss Message? Looks like Fat Wheels. Huh?
Yep.
Fat Wheels, pair of skis, hiking boots, and a toy pinball machine. Also, Hulk Muscles. I have a brother and a sister. Please bring them a wind-up airplane that flips. And bring my sister a baby doll and my brother a wind-up car. My brother and sister are Josh and Rebecca Sisk of Culpeper. Love, Brian Williams from grade 1 in Gordon Barber School.
Here's a letter that looks like it was written almost all by Christopher Shane Morris Knighton, who
really
signed his name at the bottom.
Yes, did a nice job there, too.
But Christopher writes, Dear Santa Claus, I like Christmas very much, and I like the toys I get for Christmas. I love you. I want a Trans Am for Christmas. Thank you very much, Santa Claus, from Christopher Shane Morris Knighton.
He really wrote his name out nicely there. Well, here's a letter from Gary Reiner. And Gary writes, Dear Santa, I want a zigzag racetrack and a game called Operation and a Hungry Hungry Hippo game. And I'd like a matchbox car. And I'd like this, Santa, a coloring book. And I'd like a game called Mr. Mouth. And I like this game called Candyland. And that's all. Love, Gary Reiner.
This letter is from Shadia Herbert from Gordon Barber, who writes, Dear Santa, I want some toys. I will not see you because I'll be in bed when you get here. I want a doll and a bicycle and a cradle to put my doll in, and I want a whoopsie doll and a doll with makeup, curlers, comb, and brush, and a blow dryer and a tape player, too, if you have one, a toy record player. I was a good girl, and I want some dishes and a stove. I love you, Santa. Merry Christmas, Santa, and tell your elves I said hi, too, and shake their hands. Happy birthday, because I won't see you. Uh-uh. From Shadia Renee Herbert.
Well, that's a long and newsy letter there, isn't it, Miss Message? Here's a letter from Chris Brock, who writes, Dear Santa, my name is Chris Brock. For Christmas, I want a Luke Skywalker and Han Solo Lone Ranger chips and a bicycle and a radio. I've been good, and I'll leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Chris. P.S. I have a little brother named Eric. Please bring him something nice, too. Love, Chris Brock.
Missy writes, Dear Santa, my name is Missy Jenkins, and I am 2 years old, so I'm getting my mom to write this letter. I have been a pretty good girl this year, so I would really like to have a bike and a new baby doll. My Susie baby you gave me last year has been loved too much, and Mom thinks it's time for me to get a new baby doll to love and carry around. I will leave you some cookies and milk under our Christmas tree and a carrot for your reindeers. Thank you, Santa. Merry Christmas. Love, Missy.
That's a very nice letter. Here is a letter, another one written entirely by herself. Cheryl Ann Burrus wrote this one. Dear Santa Claus, I would like either a Cinderella or a Snoopy watch, and a Colonial doll, and a baby soft sounds. Love to you, and to Mrs. Santa Claus and all the elves, from Cheryl Ann Burris.
Here's a letter that came on a nice card, and it looks like you have a card just like it.
It sure does. Is it from the same gang?
I think so.
It is. All right, one from each.
Why don't you go first here?
All right, this is from Michael LaPrade. Dear Santa, I am 2 years old. I have tried to be a good boy. Please bring me some candy, a truck, and a big wheel. I would also like some new clothes and anything else you'd like to bring me. Please bring my sister Nancy something, as well as my mom and dad. Thank you for what you left me last year. And I'll leave you some cheese. I believe that's the first time anybody has left cheese, Miss Message. I'll leave you some cheese and milk on the table. Thank you. Love, Michael LaPrade. And it is a very nice strawberry shortcake card that Michael has used here.
Well, Michael sure was nice to ask Santa to bring something for his sister Nancy, but Nancy's written her own letter. Dear Santa, writes Nancy, my mom is writing this letter for me, and my brother and I have been, me and my brother, sorry, and I've been a good girl this year. I would like for you to bring me a stroller, a baby that cries, and any other toys a little four-year-old girl would like. I will leave you some cheese and milk on the table. Tell Mrs. Claus hello. Thank you, Santa. Love, Nancy LaPrade. P.S. If you have an extra sit and spin in your sleigh, I would like one of those.
Well, we've got the LaPrades taken care of, all right. And we have one more here, don't we? This is from Carla Clatterbug. Carla says, Dear Santa Claus, my name is Carla. I've been pretty good this year. For Christmas, some of the things I would like are a sleeping bag, Wonder Woman, baby treasure chest, and a doll bed. Also, a Barbie swimming pool. And I will leave some cookies and milk for you. And you have a Merry Christmas, too. Love, Carla Clatterbuck.
Oh, what a bunch of letters.
Mm-hmm. I'll say
I guess
they
we
are.
Better pack them up, too.
All right. All those pink ones. Get them all together. And don't forget the primary from Madison. Okay, I think they're all packed up now.
Mm-hmm. And ready to be picked up by Sam the Courier Elf.
So they are. Well, good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.